Hi everyone, it's Helen from Beacon back with your weekly update, and this week I am starting with one of my favourite things, a thank you. We'd like to give a huge shout out to Julie Nichols for raising over £500 for the Beacon Centre by taking on a sunrise climb up Snowdon, no less. Starting her trek at 1 a.m. and braving some very chilly temperatures, Julie reached the summit and made us all proud. What an amazing achievement, one I would definitely like to do myself sometimes, but perhaps I might take the train, I think. Now, we have some exciting news. How would you like to join us for a general election hustings? Disabled people and unpaid carers, this is your chance to quiz parliamentary candidates on how they will support you. Dudley CIL, alongside the Beacon Centre, is hosting a special hustings event for, as I say, disabled people and unpaid carers on Wednesday, June the 26th, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at our centre, which is on Wolverhampton Road East, Sedgley, WV46AZ. You can ask your questions and ensure your voices are heard in the run-up to the election. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Don't miss out. Book your spot now. So you can head to our website, www.beaconvision.org/election-hustings, or give us a call, 01902 880111. Now, for free help and support on a range of money, health and safety matters, residents of Wolverhampton can drop into an open day in Compton next week. Help at the Hub will see a wide variety of city organisations offer advice and information. The event will take place at Windmill Community Hub, Henwood Road, Compton, WV6 8PG, on Wednesday the 26th of June between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. The event has been organised by the Council's Public Protection Scams Team, who will be handing out free scams awareness and prevention packs. Residents with questions and concerns can meet with representatives from the Adult Education, Aquarius, Citizens Advice, Compton Care, Cost of Living Financial Wellbeing Officer, Health Watch, Macmillan Cancer Support, Neighbourhood Safety Coordinator and Power. In addition, people can speak to members of the Council's Public Protection Scams Team, Shared Lives, Camp Hill Village Trust, Suit, Waste Services, Welfare Rights, Wolves Foundation, Wolves at Work and Wolverhampton Homes. Residents do not have to book an appointment, but are asked to please be prepared to wait if the event is busy. John Roseblade, Director of Resident Services at the City of Wolverhampton Council, said, "Our Help at the Hub Day takes support and advice into local communities, and this time we will be available in Compton for local residents who have queries. Representatives will be available from a range of organisations, and people are welcome to pop in and find help with concerns they may have, from work and health to finances and scam awareness." Now, last this week, we would like to say a big congratulations to the winners of the Beacon Centre's Volunteer Awards. So, well done to Darren for outstanding contribution, Lynn for New Volunteer of the Year, and Peter and John for our Dedication Awards. A huge thank you to all our incredible volunteers for everything that you do. Find out who won what and read more about their amazing contributions on our website. It's www.beaconvision.org. That's it for this week. I'll be back again soon. Bye-bye.